Simmons and John Blanford. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio to talk about Linux Fest Northwest. Carl, this is not the first Linux Fest Northwest, is it?
It is not the first year for Linux Fest. That will be the 13th year. It actually started, the discussions about Linux Fest started in 1999, and the first one was held in the year 2000, and John was actually part of the crew that started it. I wasn't.
Right. Our first few fests, like the first three fests or so, were mostly local events. So I think the very first fest we had at most maybe 50 people showed up, and they were all our relatives mostly. But every year it grew a little bit, and we started getting a lot of folks coming up from Seattle and down from the Vancouver, Canada area. And I think around 2003, 2004, we decided to go regional, and we named it Linux Fest Northwest, and it really took off. So,
tell us the dates of the Linux Fest Northwest for 2012.
It's the last weekend in April. That's the way we describe it. And this year, that will be Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
What are the admission costs for attending Linux Fest Northwest?
Okay, there is no admission cost. There's an expo with quite a number of commercial exhibits and nonprofits, educational institutions and the like, and then a whole host of presentations. And there is no admission cost for that. It's free.
Can you tell us how people can support the Linux Fest Northwest with a sponsorship?
So there's different levels of sponsorship. The one that I think that you're referring to that will be interesting to Hacker Public Radio listeners, we call it an individual supporter. And the way to think about it is like a regular public radio sponsor, where for $60, people can support the fest financially, but then as part of the $60, they get the lunches paid for both days. It's a gourmet lunch from the culinary department at the college, and a t-shirt, name badge. So it really, the way we think about it is these are people who are really supporting the fest and jumping in and participating fully.
Well, I was just going to say on sponsorship, I like to always mention our most important sponsor, and that's Bellingham Technical College, which is where we hold the fest, is a college campus, and the college, Bellingham Technical College, gives us access to the campus, college for free. So they're really our number one sponsor. There's what enables us to not charge admission for everyone that comes, because we get our facilities for free. And then we also have, businesses that do various sponsorship levels. We have platinum and gold and silver sponsors also that help defray the rest of the cost for the fest.
Okay, and why don't we talk a little bit about your sponsors and give them a little press time here, those that are supporting the fest.
Well, our platinum sponsors are Kaltura and SkySQL and MariaDB. So those are our big guys. And then for our gold sponsors, we have OpenSUSE, CloudStack, the Parsec Group, and the Oracle Technology Network are our gold sponsors. And I think we have maybe six or seven silver sponsors too besides that. And then a bunch of, as Carl was saying, the individual sponsors where people can contribute and also get their lunches as part of the contribution.
Okay, and so that sounds real good. So the fest sounds to be heavily sponsored, and like you have a lot of support going on there. So there's I'm looking here at the track layout for the fest, and I see over 101 sessions planned. And Can you maybe highlight some of your favorites and some of the tracks that are going on, and we can talk about them? And I have some favorites I want to share here just from going through the list that I'm interested in.
Oh, my gosh, David. You're asking hard questions now. The first thing I should say is that we have the response to our call for presentations or call for papers has grown every year. And part of the attraction of Linux Fest Northwest is whatever you want to present on, whatever you're interested in, there's probably somebody else that's interested in that as well. So sign up and let's see how it goes. Sometime in the next week or so, there will be a meeting of the presentation committee, and we will winnow down those presentations based on how hot the topic is, in how, you know, how much press it's gotten, how appropriate it is to open source. And there's a team of people who work on that who bring together several different perspectives. So, you know, it always surprises me what people do at Linux Fest. I think my favorite last year was a presentation on Blender, and it went so well that Oscar Bachelor is back this year with another Blender presentation, and he actually takes people through how you build a 3D model and meshes and all that kind of stuff with Blender, which is, as you know, a superstar in the open source world. So, you know, I like those. The other thing that I really like that we've done for several years is called the Tutorium, where people can come in and we will, it can be an install fest, or people can ask questions. Just the whole idea of Linux Fest Northwest is that we want to serve the community. And that's where it started, and that's how we like it. You know, that's an underpinning philosophy of the fest.
All right. I think, you know, it's really difficult to pick out a few because we have, as Carl said, we have so many, you know, presentations that will be going on. One that caught my eye that I really like to go to is Jesse Keating, and I think he has a co-presenter that's going to work with it on, but they're going to do a two-hour session on Git, the open source version control system, and they're going to spend 2 hours and really get into some of the details. And because I'm one of the organizers, I hardly ever get a chance to see a presentation, but I'm going to try and get away and see this one, because that one sounds very interesting to me.
John, I would just say that Jesse Keating is a name that people probably know pretty well. Could you say a little background about Jesse?
Well, I'll probably mangle it because I don't know exactly, but Justin Keating works for Red Hat, and he's one of the Fedora guys, and has been one of the top Fedora organizers, I guess we'd call him, for quite a while. And unfortunately, I don't remember all the other details, but that's who he is. Anyone in the Fedora community would certainly recognize Jesse.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because one of the things that still amazes me about Linux Fest Northwest is the people that are attracted to come and participate. So, you know, we have people, I know there are people that are traveling from Germany and Holland this year to participate. A couple of years ago, Monty Vidanius, who's the, you know, one of the leaders of the original MySQL, was here, and it's amazing to be in the hall and see people that you know are luminaries in the open source world, and you can just go up and start, you know, talking shop with these people. It's really an amazing open source community driven event.
I think the other thing that I liked, is sort of gives you the pulse of what's going on in the tech world and the open source world. It would really be interesting to do an analysis of our talks, because we've got 13 or 12 years of talks, and see how those have changed. But you definitely see the trends. Like this year, I was just checking out the site here. We have 7 talks all about the cloud. So obviously the cloud is a big thing. So that's another thing, is you can see these sort of trends coming up with the fest.
Well, John, I'm so glad you brought that up. I was going to say something about it. Two of those presentations are about OwnCloud, And OwnCloud is an open source cloud implementation that you can put on your own server. And one of the things I like about it is it came out of KDE, which I'm a KDE fanboy. And so this really shows the power of an open source community. And OwnCloud has just taken, it's just gone crazy with the number of installations and the like. And it really fits in an open source kind of mentality.
Well, I'm interested in OwnCloud myself, and I've heard a presentation on this on Hacker Public Radio. Also, there was a nice, can't remember the exact episode, but it's out there. And so seeing that on the schedule is really interesting to me. And I also see here there's, I'm going to think I'm pronouncing this correctly, is Fedina Open Source School Management System, and that talk is going to come, I guess, to the spec.
I don't know.
Remember it when I'm part of the session committee, so I do remember looking at it, but I don't remember the details. I do know that there was, I noticed as a trend, there was three or four talks all about open source in education this year. So that seems to be another one of these sort of mini trends that's occurring.
Yes, and I noticed that too, and I see there's several proposed sessions here then for Drupal, and then I see one for Joomla, and then, of course, what goes along with that, MySQL and some other database systems.
Right. We've got a heavy amount of web development stuff because there's so many people in our community, you know, do that. And so I noticed, yeah, those ones about Drupal and about Joomla. There's also stuff on jQuery. I see one on that and a few other things. The Git one obviously goes in that sort of category also. So, yeah, some development stuff in there too.
So Dave, there's one other one I want to call attention to. There's, if we're lucky, we're going to have the author, George Dyson, make a presentation. He may be in London promoting his book. That talks about, well, his father's name was Freeman Dyson, and Freeman Dyson was one of the people who was around when computers were coming up and the Manhattan Project was going. So George Dyson was a young fella at the Princeton Advanced Institute, and he has this marvelous story about the history of computing. And so if we're lucky, we'll get to have George Dyson, and the cool thing is that he lives in Bellingham, and he builds canoes, old like replicas of ancient canoes, and then he's this geek historian, science historian, and just fascinating, a not-to-be-missed presentation. It's very, very good.
Yeah, I definitely hope we get to see that one. I think another one that I just came across, I'm just going through the session list, and this is a good one. I mean, it's not all just techie stuff and serious things. We also have some fun things. So Alpha Geek, which is a trivia contest that is run by a guy named Chuck Wobler, and he's done it for a number of years. I forgot how many years Chuck has been doing this, but it's always one of the favorites of FestGoers. And maybe you can describe it a bit, Carl, what they do at the Alpha Geek.
You know, I've never been there, but I,
really? Okay.
I have never been there, but I hear people talking about it. That, you know, like somebody just lost because they couldn't remember what the formula was for like titanium or something. He really does a great job of pulling together questions and having a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I haven't been to it either. That's why I was hoping that you could describe it for me. But yeah, people are always telling me how much fun they had at Alpha Geek, so that's certainly one to look for.
Well, John, we would be remiss if we didn't bring this up as well. Maybe we can segue into another interesting thing. We have a presentation called Free as in Speech, Brewing as in Beer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you know, Dave, that that Linux and this crowd runs on beer. Well, we have a company from your neck of the woods, just across the Columbia River. I don't know what their official name is, but we call them the Backyard Brewers. And they bring their setup, the way they brew beer, using Linux automation to do virtually all parts of the brewing process. And then they bring brews that they've already made, and so there's a range of beer from just barely beer to the best porters and stout that you've ever drank. And then they also bring root beer and other lightly fermented things. So they will have a presentation, and they will also be the people who supply drinks at the Saturday evening party at the Radio Museum. We won't get into that quite yet, but we have a party planned.
Yeah, their presentation should be pretty good. They've done this the last couple of years, and we have at the community college, we have one room that's we call it the morgue, but it's a place where people are taught about culinary stuff, so it's already set up to be a kitchen. And they brew the whole day, so all day Saturday they'll be brewing in that room, and you can just walk in and talk to the brewers and watch the brewing process. And I've heard that this year they're going to be brewing a barley wine, which is a sort of advanced, difficult kind of thing to brew, very high alcohol kind of beer. So it'll be interesting to talk to them about that.
Well, I have a question about the brewing. You say it's driven with Linux software. Then is that software open source then, where people can get that and use it
Yes.
themselves?
Yeah, I think it is. We have to find out from the guys that were doing it. He originally started out very simple, he told me, that I think it was Kurt, one of the two brewers. And it was really just a series of shell scripts that talked to some automation equipment. But I think he's been improving it every year. And, yeah, I think they even either have open sourced it or will open source it. But I don't know the name of the project.
Well, you know, there as many open source people, they're exceptionally generous and willing to share. I've seen them share a lot. So they're really good people to have involved.
That sounds like a great addition to the Linux Fest Northwest. So I'm looking forward to seeing that myself.
Oh, yeah.
Now. Well, I'm going to ask you about the session notes and recordings that might be available to people who won't be able to make it to Linux Fest Northwest. And will there be any type of recordings put online or anything, or session notes available on the website after the fest is over?
Well, we give the presenters a chance to upload their slides and all and attach them to their sessions. So after the fest, if you go through the schedule and look at each of the sessions, they should have the slides attached to them, uploaded to them. As far as the video stuff, that's something that we've always been a little haphazard about. We don't have a really good procedure for videotaping our sessions at this point. In the past, people have informally done that, and we collect links to various videos that people have done of sessions and provide links on the website for that. We're hoping that this year we'll get our act together and have more of the sessions sort of formally videotaped, but you'll have to watch this space. We're not quite sure what's going to happen with that, but hopefully we'll do a better job this year.
Well, that's real good, and I want to ask, how many volunteers does it take to run Linux Fest Northwest?
Oh, my goodness. So throughout the year, there's a core group of ranges between, I'm going to say, 8 and 12 people who are the kind of steering committee, organizing committee. And John and I both participate in that, and John has been doing that since the fest started. And I don't know. I've been doing it 5 or 6 or 7. I don't even know. Several years. So during the year, you know, we talk about the fest and what we need to do and plan to go to OSCON and things like that. When fest arrives, we work with students at Bellingham Technical College who are in the computer networking department. And faculty, we work very closely with the faculty to use the fest as another training vehicle for those students. And so the faculty give the students, so Saturday and Sunday are assigned days, and then they have the following Tuesday and Wednesday off. The entire fest network is designed and installed by a group of students. All of the administrative tasks are done and to some extent managed by students. But of course, there's a little bit of management training that goes into this, and so you know, we're very close. We keep a close eye on how things are going so that it goes smoothly for the attendees and the exhibitors and the speakers. So altogether, I don't know exactly how many we will have this year, but last year we had over 100 volunteers. Actually, I've been calling them student assistants because they really, their instructors volunteered them. They didn't volunteer. So student assistants, we have about 100 people who are involved.
And if you go to the fest, we try and give almost all our volunteers red staff shirts. So if you ever have a question like that, there's always a guy with a red shirt around someplace that can answer questions or help you with stuff. So we're real proud that we have a good crew of student assistants or volunteers that help everyone out.
Well, that sounds real good. And we started to talk a little bit about the social side of the Linux Fest Northwest. I know it's only a two-day event, but there is apparently a party going on Saturday.
Well, you
correct?
Know, we start out on Friday. The local Technology Alliance Group is an advocacy group for Bellingham and Northwest Washington. They have joined with Linux Fest Northwest to do what is called Tech Night. And this is an event where people who are in the tech industry from all around town, managers, workers, etc. It's a job fair, a meet and greet. There are things to eat and drink. So there's kind of a social event that's on Friday night. That's kind of like a gateway event into Linux Fest Northwest. It was a hit last year, which was the first year. Several people got jobs right at that event, so quite a success. Then on Saturday night, when we went to a two-day event from Saturday to Saturday and Sunday, we wanted to have something for people to do that Saturday evening, and so we have a Saturday evening event since then. It's been probably 6 years that we've done that. This year we're moving back to what's referred to as the Spark Museum of Electrical Invention. And the URL for that is amre.us. So, and I just ask anybody who's listening, they should go to that website and check this out, because there will be things like, at some time in the evening, they will fire off a Tesla coil that shoots a lightning bolt probably 10 feet, that's as big around as your arm. There's a theremin, like the Beach Boys use, that you can play with. There are guides for the museum who will explain everything that's in the museum. Edison, things that Edison did, and Faraday, just like going back through the history of electricity and radio, and explicit displays and explanations of how these things came to be. It is the perfect Saturday event for a bunch of geeks. But there will also be appetizers and beer from the Linux automation people. And then we'll put together some information about all the restaurants that are available within walking distance of the Radio Museum, so people can get out and enjoy downtown Bellingham, which is just a dear small place where people get along and treat each other with respect. And so we want people to experience downtown Bellingham as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going back to the Radio Museum, because we've had our party there a few times in the past, and it's always been a blast, and everyone really enjoys it. So it should be good.
Well, that sounds like that's something just to go to Bellingham Forest to visit that
right.
location.
Yeah, absolutely. And as long as you, as Carl said, there's going to be free beer and appetizers. All you have to do is, when you get to the fest, register and get a badge, and your badge will be your ticket to get you into the party. So it's all free.
Okay, that sounds like the Linux Fest is going to have a really exciting 2 days. And I want to ask you at this point, is there anything else you want to inform the HP listeners, HPR listeners about for the Linux Fest Northwest in April 28th and 29th of 2012?
Well, I would just say that we're really proud that our fest has a reputation as being sort of the laid-back fest. And we try and give a really fun atmosphere. We also encourage people to bring their families. And we try and have some activities for kids to go to. I think we'll have some, we usually have some robots around and things like that, and activities for kids to do. So if you haven't been to the fest, it's a great couple of days, and we certainly encourage people.
Yeah, it's really unlike any other conference that I know about. You know, just really some people who are dedicated to what they're working on and interested and interesting and genuine and collaborative. It's just quite an environment. I don't know of anything else that's quite like it.
And we do a survey after every or during the fest where we ask people, you know, what can we do better and, you know, all that kind of things, and what did you enjoy most about the fest? And that particular question, when we ask people, you know, what did you enjoy most about the fest? What was the thing you liked the most? You know, and some people say sessions or, you know, some exhibit or something like that. But the most common thing that people say is that they enjoyed the social nature of getting a chance to talk to other geeks and talk about open source and Linux and all that. So that's a big part of the fest.
Okay, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting time. And I want to ask you to please tell the HPR audience again the dates of the fest and where it is located at, and perhaps the closest major transportation to the area if they were going to fly in from somewhere else to be able to go to the Linux Fest Northwest.
It is April 28th and 29th, that Saturday and Sunday, in Bellingham, Washington, specifically at Bellingham Technical College. If you get within sight of Bellingham Technical College, it should be no problem for you to find the fest. We pretty much take over the campus. The nearest transportation hub is Bellingham International Airport. if you're coming from the West Coast, there are direct flights in from many cities along the West Coast. A train ride from Portland is one of the more enjoyable ways to get here. We're about 100 miles north of Seattle and maybe 50 miles south of Vancouver. So it's, let's see, I-5 is the major corridor. I think that's, John, anything else I missed?
Well, and once, if you go to linuxfestnorthwest.org, we'll have maps and instructions. We also have some lists of local hotels that are offering discounts and things like that. So our website is probably the best spot for more information.
Well, real good. And I want to say thank you, John, and thank you, Carl, for coming on Hacker Public Radio and telling us about Linux Fest Northwest. And I, for one, will be seeing you there because I am going to be manning the HPR table there at Linux Fest Northwest, and we hope to get some other interviews there and people interested in contributing to Hacker Public Radio. And Hacker Public Radio doesn't take someone to interview you. You can just make an episode yourself, and all the details are available at hackerpublicradio.org. And thank you very much for coming on today with me and talking about Linux Fest Northwest, and I'm excited to attend.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution share alike, 3.0 license.